It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. For deep down laughs and listening enjoyment is George and Gracie. And for deep down coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. With extra flavor in the blend because of choice Latin American coffee. Skillfully combined. Extra flavor in the cup because Radiant Roast develops the full flavor of every coffee bean. And the result is that today more people buy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world. Well, as we look in at the Burns home today, the atmosphere is a little tense. Gracie's just been called on the carpet by her lord and master.
Sit down, Gracie.
Yes, dear.
Now, before we start this discussion, I want to warn you that none of your tricks will work. So don't bother to flatter me, cry, or make love to me.
George, do you think that when I flatter you, cry, or make love to you, that those are tricks?
Yes. Tricks to stall off a discussion.
But you're so handsome, George. So incredibly handsome. Kiss me, volcano lips. Okay, let's start the discussion.
Okay. Now, Gracie, marriage is based upon the principles of give and take, share and share alike, compromise.
Yeah, I know, darling, and that's the way I try to live it. When I go to the movies and you want to go to sleep, we compromise. You sleep in the movies.
Yes, you're sweet that way. But the problem I want to talk to you about right now is bigger than movies.
Oh, I know what it is. You want to bawl me out for bending the fender on the car. Well, go ahead. I deserve it.
When did you bend the fender on the car?
You didn't know I did it?
No.
Oh, what a sneaking little informer I turned out to be.
We'll take care of that later. Right now, I want to talk to you about Meredith Wilson.
Meredith Wilson?
Yes. 4 weeks ago, you rented our den to him. And since then, he's been driving me out of my mind with those jokes of his. Gracie, he's got to go.
Oh, but George, Meredith is so sweet.
But he's such a jerk. He never says hello like an ordinary human being. He goes right into one of those broken-down jokes of his. Like, ha! Speaking of door hinges, I tell you, I can't stand it.
Oh, George, you're exaggerating.
Well, hello, folks.
Meredith, did you say hello?
Yes, I did. That's what I said. Hello, I said.
See?
Well, I guess I made a mistake.
Ha! Speaking of mistakes.
Oh, no.
I reminded you of
Meredith, not
chapter.
Now. Not now, Meredith.
You don't want to hear my anecdote?
No.
It's a real rib tickler.
Well, I'm not in the mood to have my ribs tickled. Don't even want them touched. Look, Meredith, do you know a nice hotel where you might get a room?
Why, it just so happens I do, George.
Good.
The manager of the Hotel Bottomley is a friend of mine.
Fine.
I can get a room there anytime I want it.
Wonderful. Why don't you move in?
If I ever go back to Cincinnati, I certainly will.
Oh, it's in Cincinnati?
Yes, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Thanks. Thought it might be Cincinnati, Portugal. Or Cincinnati, Persia.
You sure have been everywhere, George.
Yeah, I traveled a lot, Meredith.
Speaking of travel...
Oh, go, Meredith.
I have reminded...
In the den, Meredith. Later with those jokes. Goodbye. Gracie, if you don't get that man out of this house by sundown, I'm leaving you.
Oh, George, don't say that. You know I couldn't live without you.
Well, that's too bad.
I love you, darling. You're my whole life. Without you, I'm just an empty shell. Just a husk who's lost her corn.
I can't help it.
Oh, please, George, say you didn't mean it. Beat me, but don't leave me.
I'm leaving.
All right, leave. But come back now and then and beat me.
Well, goodbye, Gracie. I'm not... Come in.
Hi, Burns. What's new?
Oh, Bill, our home is breaking up.
Really? Why?
Could you stand it in the same house with a dope who does nothing but tell bad jokes?
Well, no, George, I couldn't, but Gracie loves you.
Really? Make an entrance once in a while.
Oh, I do love him, Bill. If George leaves me, I won't be able to eat. I won't be able to sleep.
Well, Gracie, you won't be able to sleep. It's George who won't be able to eat.
Look, funny man, I was talking about Meredith Wilson telling jokes, not me. And unless my wife gets him out of this house, I'm leaving. Gracie, I'll be in my room packing. And you know how to stop.
Oh, dear. Wish you hadn't teased him, Bill. George is so easily upset.
Really? As heavy as he is around the base?
Oh, Bill, be serious. Even if he doesn't leave, he might do something desperate. You know that violent temper of his.
Oh, sure.
Why, he might grab a butcher knife and run into the den while Meredith is asleep and carve "I hate you" on the wall.
Yeah, the little man's a tiger.
Yeah. Well, I'll just have to make Meredith leave. Here goes. Meredith.
Yes, Gracie?
Meredith, that is, you... Well... You see, you've just got to...
Yes, Gracie?
Meredith, don't look at me like that with those big, wet, brown eyes. Oh, they look so frightened, like a cow who sees the farmer coming with a milk pail and cold hands.
Well, that look isn't fright at all, Gracie. It's admiration.
Well, that's good, because there's something I have... Admiration?
Gosh, yes. You know, before I moved in here with you and George, I used to think I'd never get married. But now that I've seen how wonderful a wife can be, I've changed my mind.
Well, thank you, Meredith.
Of course, I'll probably never find a wife as pretty or as smart as you are.
Oh, sure you will. Somewhere there must be one.
Why, just being in the same house with you is like having the sunshine all the time.
Gee.
But enough of this. You had something to tell me.
Well, never mind that. Let's have some more of this.
What did you say?
Let's have some more of this.
Well, no, really, Gracie, what did you come in here to tell me?
Well, I came to tell you...
Yes, Gracie?
I came to tell you that... You'll have two extra blankets on your bed tonight.
Well, Gracie, did you tell him?
Oh, gee, I couldn't, George. I just couldn't. Did you ever see his eyes? He looked like a cow.
Well, tell him to leave a pint of half and half and get out of here.
Well, I'll try again when I get back from the mine.
Oh, don't bother. I'll figure some way to get Meredith out of the den. But in the future, please remember that this is our house. And I don't want anybody in here but us.
Yes, dear. But don't do anything rough to Meredith. Well, I've come to think of him as one of the family. It's like you're his father and I'm his sister.
Yes, run along, sis, and do your marketing.
Here's the rest of your groceries, Mrs. Burns. Want me to carry them to the car for you?
Oh, no, thanks. I can manage. Goodbye. I'll see you.
Oh! Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, well, why don't you look where you... For Kay Kaiser.
Hello, Gracie. Gee, I'm sorry I bumped into you. I'm just so tired, I don't know where I'm going. I haven't slept a wink in 4 nights.
Oh, you poor man. You've probably been studying your music too hard.
Oh, I don't study music, Gracie. I don't have to know anything about it. I'm a leader.
Well, what is the trouble then?
Well, my wife, Georgia, has a bunch of girls staying at the house. You know, Powers girls she used to work with. All those women do is gab.
I've just got to get one night's sleep.
Well, have you tried to get a hotel room?
Yeah, that isn't easy in this town. The earliest I can get one is Monday.
Well, Monday isn't so bad.
This is Monday, August 18th.
Oh.
1948.
Oh.
I just got to get some sleep tonight. Say, Gracie, is there any chance that you and George might let me sleep at your house for just...
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly let you stay at our house.
Well, I wouldn't be any trouble. I could sleep in the den.
Oh, don't even say that word.
Well, all right, forget it. I'll find a park bench somewhere. It's just that I'll collapse if I don't get some sleep.
Okay. Don't look at me like that with those big, wet, brown eyes.
Huh?
Oh, dear, another whole thing. Well, all right, Kay, you can stay at our house tonight.
Oh, bless you, Gracie. I knew a girl as sweet and pretty as you must have Southern hospitality in her heart.
Oh, thank you.
You know, down south, we don't turn any man away from our door. Why, we'd even give a dish of oatmeal to a hungry Republican. No spoon, of course.
Well, you come over tonight and you can have the couch in the den. I'd give you the bed, but Meredith Wilson sleeps there.
Oh, I know Meredith. Darn good musician.
Oh, yes. You two can discuss music. Well, anyway, he can. You can just nod.
Well, I don't plan to do much discussing. All I want is sleep.
Well, whatever you want, you can have. I'll show you that we Californians know all about Southern hospitality.
Thank you.
I'll make you think you're back in the land of Robert E. Mason and Solon Dixon.
Well, I...
You're the old folks drumming on their bayous and chipping, blooming in the yard.
Well, don't go to any trouble, Gracie. All I want is sleep. Well, I'll be over about 9 o'clock. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, now I've done it. I've got Kay Kaiser in the den, too. Why did I have to meet a cow who wears glasses?
Meredith Wilson and his chiffon arrangement of California. Isn't that tune one of Jerome Kern's?
Yes, Bill. One of the last he composed and destined to join the parade of immortal Kern melodies.
A beautiful melody picture in praise of California, which naturally brings to mind a lot of wonderful scenes. The redwoods, the orange groves, beautiful old missions, contrast of desert, mountains, and sea, all a dramatic part of our American scene. And I can't help thinking, too, how, in its way, Maxwell House Coffee is an important part of the American scene, for America is a nation of coffee lovers. And Maxwell House is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand. For Maxwell House is so full-flavored. You see, master craftsmen choose these choice Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness. Medellins for richness. Other choice Latin American coffees for vigor. And Bucaramangas for full body. And then these fine coffees are so skillfully combined, the result is true harmony. Yes, the blend is so harmonious that more people just naturally say Maxwell House when buying coffee. It's dependably good to the last drop. George, what are you rigging up with all the electric wires and stuff?
I finally figured out a way to get rid of Meredith Wilson. I'm wiring his bed.
George, you mean...
Yes. Wait till he hops in tonight. He'll get more shocks than the night he read Forever Amber.
You know, this seems like the hard way, though. Couldn't you just hint to Meredith that you'd like him to leave?
Hint? Bill, hinting is no good when a guy is a jerk.
Well, let me do the hinting for you.
You meant that, but I'm still suspicious. Just help me rig up this booby trap before Gracie gets back.
Okay.
I'll run this wire out of the dead window here, and then tonight, when Meredith's asleep, we'll give him the works.
Well, why don't you let him stay, George? Maybe you'll get to like his jokes.
Bill, I won't like his jokes if I live to be 100.
Well, you might, and that's only a couple of days to wait.
Let's get busy and wire the bed.
Okay.
Well, here I am, Gracie, and I sure am ready for some sleep.
Oh, quick, Kay, into the den. The couch is ready.
But I ought to say hello to George and thank him for his hospitality.
Oh, no. He mustn't see you.
Why not?
He's not well. No, he's got something.
And if he sees me, I might catch it.
Yeah. And I'd catch it even worse. Now, let's go into the den. Well, Meredith, here's our guest.
Hello, Kay. Well, hello, Meredith. Sure is nice of you to let me move in with you.
Not at all. I just hope you can stand sleeping in the same room with me. You see, I...
You snore?
Worse than that. I'm a Yankee.
Man, I'm so tired I could sleep with General Grant, beard and all. That couch sure does look good.
No. Okay, you take the bed. I'll take the couch.
Kay, Meredith is right. This is our chance to show you some real Southern hospitality.
Well, I'm just too tired to argue. Okay, I'll take the bed.
Oh, fine. I guess I really should serve you some Southern food before you turn in. A nice hot bowl of Weevils or something.
No. I very seldom eat Weevils. Really, all I want is a little sleep. I haven't slept in 4 nights, you know.
Oh, well, just as you wish. And now I'll go and fix you a mint tulip.
I wish you wouldn't go to any trouble. If I could just go to sleep.
Oh, it's no trouble. This is Southern hospitality, Kay.
Oh, I had to open my big accent.
Well, I'll go get your tulip while you climb into your pajamas or nightshirt or whatever you wear.
I sleep in my birthday suit.
Oh, well, put it on and zip it up. I'll go fix your tulip.
Oh, I'm so sleepy, I'm not even going to take off my clothes. Good night, Meredith.
Good night, Kay.
Well, if I do say so myself, that's a lovely mint julep. I'll take it right up to Kay.
Gracie, what have you got there?
Oh, you startled me, George.
What's in the glass?
It's a mint julep.
Mint julep? Who's it for?
It's for me.
For you? Well, you've never taken a drink in your life.
Oh, that's what you think. Why, when you're not around, I drink like a fish. I'm a kleptomaniac.
That's a person who steals.
I mean, I'm a hypochondriac.
A person who thinks he's sick.
Oh, Well, I don't know the technical name for it, but I'm just an old rum pot.
Oh, stop.
Oh, it's true, dear. For years, I've been in the grip of John Bollyoaks. John Bollyweed? Joe Bollyweed.
Don't be ridiculous. You don't know what liquor tastes like.
Honest, this very minute I'm loaded.
Gracie.
Familiar.
Look, Gracie.
That's right, Bruce, to me. But it won't make a difference.
Oh, will you please stop?
Why don't you see what the back in the boys' room will have?
Okay, that's enough. I know that julep is not for you.
Sue it out.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out. You were headed for the den when I first saw you. That julep is for Meredith, isn't it?
Meredith? Oh, yes. That's who it's for. I just didn't want you to know what a fiendish plan I figured out to get rid of him.
Giving him juleps will get rid of him?
Well, sure, because I make such wonderful ones. He'll want more and more, and pretty soon he'll be in the grip of Joe Bollyoaks. Joe Bolly Hayes? Bill Bolly.
Sam Newman. What difference? It won't get Meredith out of the house.
Well, it might get him lost for a weekend.
Go ahead, take him to julep if it'll make you happy. But I've got a plan that'll get him out anyway.
Oh, thanks, dear. Well, Kay, here's your new julep. Hey!
What?
I say, here's your mint julep. It'll help you sleep.
Yes. When you came in, I was pacing the floor.
Well, drink it down.
Okay. Anything to get some sleep. Bottoms up.
Delicious, huh?
Are you sure you know how to make a mint julep?
Well, of course. Sugar and mint leaves and whiskey.
And that's what you put in this one?
Well, we were out of sugar, so I used raspberry jam.
Oh.
And there weren't any mint leaves, so I used parsley.
Oh.
And we don't keep whiskey in the house, but I found some cough syrup that's 80% alcohol.
Oh.
But outside of that, it was just like you make them down south.
Yes, it was in a glass, if that's what you mean.
Would you like another one?
Oh, no. No, thanks. I'm going to have enough trouble explaining this one to my stomach.
Oh, I knew you'd love it. Well, good night, Kay.
I think Meredith is finally asleep, Bella. I can hear him snoring through the den window here.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're ready to give him the works, huh? Now, just what happens when you set off that contraption in
his
bed?
First of all, the wire under a sheet gives him 110 volts.
No. That's wonderful. Sort of a full-length hot foot.
Yeah. Now he grabs the chain on his bed light, gives it a yank, and a bucket of water falls on his head.
Sensational.
Now a bunch of cowbells and stuff drop on him.
That's terrific.
Mm. Now he leaps out of bed, sticks his feet in his bedroom slippers. They're wired.
No.
You mean another 110 volts.
George, you're a genius.
Now he reaches for the bathroom, catches his fingers in a mousetrap, and...
But now, wait a minute. If he catches his fingers in a mousetrap, he won't be able to use them.
That's right. You see?
He won't be able to pick up his cup of Maxwell House coffee at breakfast.
That's right. You see?
George, there's a limit of how cruel you can be to a man. That's inhuman, to deprive a man of his Maxwell House coffee. Why, Maxwell House is appetizing, rich, full-bodied, and mellow. Coffee at its full-flavored best, good to the last drop. And you want to pick poor Meredith so he can't drink it. Shame on you. You're a fiend.
But you were perfectly willing to electrocute him and fracture a skull with buckets of ice water.
All right, that's good, clean fun. But not to let a man drink Maxwell House coffee. Why, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world.
Now, Bill...
Don't touch me, you monster. I don't want any more to do with this diabolical scheme. I'm going home.
All right, go home.
Shame on you.
Oh, go home, go home.
You dirty person.
Oh, go, go, go.
I don't need him to set this thing off.
I'll do it myself.
Here goes.
Ah! Oh! Ah! Where's the light?
What happened?
Mrs. Burns, you make the doggonest men do it by ever.
Okay, I think
I haven't had many a julep in my day, but that's the first one that ever hit me after I was asleep. And I mean, it felt like a jolt of lightning ran up my back. I even heard bells.
Oh, well, that's just part of my southern hospitality, Kay. I'll bet you really felt down south.
You ain't kidding. I felt it clear down around Memphis.
Another one?
Oh, no. No, please.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever you say. Well, sleep tight.
Thanks. I just did.
You know, Kay, that julep must have been strong. I didn't even taste it, and I heard those bells.
I'll tell you, man, she must have put a uranium in that thing. Why, I'm ringing wet. I'd better put on these bedroom slippers and see.
Ah! Oh! What happened?
Doggone julep just reached my feet. Wait a minute. These slippers are wired. And there's wires in the bed, too. Somebody's trying to electrocute me.
Sammy Kay.
I'm getting out of here.
Well, Gracie will be hurt if you turn down her southern hospitality.
I don't mind southern hospitality, but I don't want to be southern fried.
Kay, come back.
No, sir. I'm getting my white meat out of this skillet. Goodbye.
Now, that's funny. I slept in that bed for 4 weeks, and I never noticed those wires.
Well, I finally got rid of Meredith.
You did?
Yeah.
Meredith!
Yes, old man?
Gracie, come here.
What is it, dear?
Gracie, if Meredith is still here, who is that guy I saw running out of the house?
Oh, well, that must have been Kay Kaiser.
Kay Kaiser?
Yeah, he was sleeping in our den, too.
Meredith Wilson and Kay Kaiser? Who have you got in the bureau drawers?
Oh, George.
Harry James is probably staying with Meredith, too.
Oh, don't be silly. If you were Harry James, would you?
Sit down, young lady. We're going to have a little talk.
Yes, dear.
Now, none of your tricks. Don't bother to flatter me, cry, or make love to me.
George, you're so incredibly handsome.
Now, don't start that. Oh, come on.
Again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Stacy Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck. From the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Gracie, what am I going to do with you? Every week you disobey me.
Oh, no more, George. I've turned over a new leaf. From now on, I'm your slave. I'm yours to command. I'll obey every one of your wishes.
You mean that?
Just try me.
Okay. No more hats this year.
Try me again.
I thought so. Good night.
Hey, guys, you appear through the courtesy of the Colgate Palmolive Beef Company.
Oh, goody, goody, jello pudding tonight. It tastes like grandma, only more so.
You ain't kidding, that's right.
And just as jello, six delicious mocking flavors can't be beaten. So the proof of jello pudding can be eaten.
The jello twins are hard to find, but keep on looking in your store. When sugar shortages are over, there'll be more.
Just the taste of jello pudding or of jello, and you know it's the one and only J-E-L-L-O.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.